Well, reports and rumors have swirled in the past month about a very hostile relationship between the new president and the intelligence community. According to the Wall Street Journal, intel agents are hiding some information from the president. Some have also blamed the CIA for the downfall of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Brian Dean Wright is a former CIA operative. He's also a Democrat. But he is disgusted with the shadow war he says his former colleagues appear to be conducting against the president. Quote, "For reasons of misguided righteousness or partisan hatred," he wrote in a piece last week, "they've taken it upon themselves to be judge, jury, and executioner." Brian Dean Wright joins us in the studio. Brian, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you.
So there are these reports that are troubling that various agencies are withholding intel from the White House. Do you think those are true?
I do. And here's
you
the
do.
Issue. I do think so. And I think there are probably a couple of things happening here. One, we saw this in the fall with the dossier. I think some things are being leaked to discredit the president.
Yes.
And then the second piece is I think some folks are holding information back. And that's deeply troubling. I think it should be for all of us.
But it's illegal, too, isn't it?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, we start to get into grounds of treason. Look, you know, I'm a Democrat, and I certainly didn't support or vote for President Trump. But before I'm a Democrat, I'm an American.
Yes.
And I think the vast majority of spies understand that and are committed to that. But there are a fair number of these folks who are engaging in a very, very dangerous game. And I think and I support the president and his efforts to find these folks and throw them in jail.
Yeah. I mean, because we're supposed to have civilian control of the intelligence
that's
agencies
right.
and the military. Do you think that's in jeopardy?
I think we start to head down a very dangerous road that places like Pakistan and Egypt have gone down, where you know military and intelligence officers who are in the shadows, right? They are elected by no one. They get to decide. You put their finger on the scale of who wins and loses in the political world. I think when we start seeing this garbage, I think we are in deep, deep trouble. In fact, there was a tweet by a journalist who said effectively that the intelligence community has declared war on President Trump and that they plan to see him die in jail. That is scary. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or independent or green, it doesn't matter.